but she hadn't done any such thing. She'd seen him just 2 weeks before the shooting. She thought he was pale and jumpy and curt with his father. And in the next instant, she'd shrugged it away because, just like everyone else, she thought it was a phase. Trouble happened only in bad families, not to a nice, ordinary kid like Danny. She, a kindred spirit, had failed him. And she didn't know yet how she was going to live with that. Quincy was hunched over his laptop in his cramped hotel room when knocking sounded at the door. He'd been working for 2 hours, scouring various online carriers for any record of a member named No Lava. His eyes were blurry. His shoulders carried knots the size of small boulders. Every time he shifted to get more comfortable, the rickety desk threatened to collapse and take his laptop with it. 30 minutes ago, he'd started cramming crime scene photos under the uneven legs for better support. He didn't want to know what this said about his life. The knocking came again. Quincy pushed away from the table, rubbed the back of his neck, and self-consciously checked the mirror. His white shirt, pressed crisp just this morning, was now a wrinkled mess. His tie was somewhere on the floor. His cheeks sported a 5 o'clock shadow, and his dark hair was rumpled from running his fingers through it over and over again. If memory served, this look had worked for him in his 30s, when it made him sexy in a dark, brooding sort of way. He was in his mid-40s now. He thought he simply looked tired. Some decades were definitely better than others, he thought. What the hell? He checked the door's peephole and wasn't surprised to see Rainey standing there. He opened the door, and for a moment, they simply studied each other. She'd changed out of her officer's uniform. Now she wore faded, straight-leg jeans and a loose hunter green sweater with a turtleneck collar that framed her face. Her chestnut hair was down and freshly brushed, gleaming gold and red beneath the hotel's outdoor lights. She didn't appear to be wearing a drop of makeup, and Quincy liked her that way. Her pale skin, fresh and untouched. No barriers between his hand and the feel of her cheek, or his lips and the corner of her mouth.